Haskell, brother and sister. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. May 25, 1902. Dear brother and sister Haskell, you will perhaps wonder why I have not written to you for so long. About the time that I sent you your last letter, I had much writing to do for the Southern Field, and for many weeks I could not sleep past 1 o'clock. My eyes troubled me, and for a time I could neither read nor write. This is why I have not written to you before. My heart troubled me, and my eyeballs pained me severely. Night after night I interceded with God to give rest to my brain and to restore my eyesight. He heard my petitions, and now I can write again, though not so much as before. I received a letter from Elder Frankie, in which he spoke very strongly against Sister Haskell's reading to others copies of the letters to him that I had sent you, and also letters to you in which his name is mentioned. He says that this has hurt his influence. I did not reply to this letter, for at the time it came, I could not look upon letter paper without danger of destroying my eyesight. If I can, I will find his letter and send it to you. I hope, Sister Haskell, that Elder Frankie's complaint is without foundation. I hope that you have not said or done anything that he can take advantage of after you leave New York. What of Elder Frankie? Has he stopped preaching? I hope that he is doing his work, the work that the Lord has given him. Brother and Sister Haskell, God has given each one of us a talent, something to use for Him. To every man He has given His work. Your influence for good over those with whom you come in contact will increase as you use your gifts wisely and faithfully. Influence is a precious gift, and much, very much, depends on its right use. Let us keep it pure and holy to the Lord. Those in whose hearts Christ abides will be constantly studying to find out the very best way to work for His glory. They will reveal Him by words and deeds of kindness, sympathy, and compassion. Such exert an influence powerful for good. A readiness to sacrifice when necessary is a gift from the Lord. The true servant of Christ is ready in any emergency to be His helping hand. The talent of speech is a most valuable talent. Never should we neglect an opportunity to speak helpful, encouraging words. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. May 28, 1902. I have just received your last letter. I am very much pleased to hear from you. I am not at all surprised that you have perplexities and trials. Think you that the enemy is engaged in trying to make an easy time for you? He will try to close every door against the truth. But be assured that the Lord will not forsake His people. I have trials, fierce and strong, but none know of them. I need a daily supply of faith and grace and power. Without Christ, I am nothing. In Him is my life, my peace, my comfort, my joy. Let us not talk unbelief. Let us not question the will of God. Let us draw nigh to Him, for He is our Father, and Christ is our elder brother. What did Jesus say? All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. June 12th. My dear brother and sister, your letter is received. I am sincerely sorry that you are not well. I have not been well, but I am improving. I can now write, but not as much as I have written in the past. I fear for my eyesight. I endeavor to draw near to God, for the promise is, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. James 4, verse 8. With this promise, what excuse is there for despondency? Many are questioning and troubled. This is because they have not faith in God. With some, religious exercises mean little more than a good time. When their feelings are aroused, they think they are greatly blessed. Some do not think they are blessed unless they are stirred and excited. The intoxication of excitement is the object they are seeking, and if they do not obtain this, they suppose they are all wrong, or that someone else is all wrong. People should not be educated to think that religion of an emotional order, bordering on fanaticism, is the only pure religion. Under the influence of such religion, The minister is expected to use all his nervous energy in preaching the gospel. He must pour forth with abundance the strong current of the water of life. He must bring stimulating drafts that will be acceptable to human appetite. There are those who, unless their decaying emotions are stimulated, think they can be careless and inattentive. We are all given a sacred work to do, the work of proclaiming the truth. If ye fulfill the royal law, according to the commandment, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. James 2, verse 8. But I am not writing a sermon now, but merely a private letter, so I shall pass on to the things I wish to say to you. I am not sorry that you have come to the conclusion you have, but I am sorry that you have stayed at your work until you have become worn out. I am surprised that you have been able to hold on for so long. You should take a sensible view of the matter. The Lord does not want you to sacrifice life. The warfare is indeed close and taxing, but God desires His servants to guard against exhaustion of mind and body. Elder Haskell, I think it is time for you and your wife to come to California. We will find a place for you. We have an office of 8 rooms. Upstairs, W.C. White has a room, and Marion has 2. Miss Peck, Maggie, and Mr. Chrysler have rooms below. I think you could have a room there. Then has a large room he could spare in his house. It has a fireplace and is well lighted. Then there are always rooms to spare at the sanitarium. So you see, there is plenty of room for you. You could have your choice of the place that suits you best. You can feel free to help in Bible lines of work just when you wish to. Miss Peck and her mother live close beside us, and you will enjoy visiting with them. Oh, I wish you could have been here to have some of our strawberries. We have 3 large cherry trees, and this year they were covered with large, juicy, dark cherries. One tree ripened early, and we sold $10 worth of cherries to the sanitarium, besides having all we needed ourselves. Today we received 2 boxes of cherries from home. Soon the cherries will be gone, but before long we shall have peaches, apricots, plums, and blackberries from our orchard. If you come, we can enjoy these things together. About the middle of July, we expect to go to Los Angeles to attend camp meeting. You could go with us and see the orange groves of Southern California. I want both of you to have a change. I cannot see why you cannot come to California. We should be so glad to have you with us. We would do all in our power to make your stay just such as would please you. Please do not say no. You can do a good work for the Master all the time you are with us. In much love.